The Wall Street Journal said he's one of the most innovative minds in football.
He's a rat.
ESPN once called him the guru of the spread.
Scumbag.
Football Scoop labeled him the mastermind behind college football's number one offense.
Nobody likes him, not even his family.
He took three separate teams over a five-year period and made each a top-10 offense.
Yeah, but he's such a horse's ass. He was fired by future United States Senator Tommy Tuberville in the middle of the season, even though he had a 5-2 record.
No wonder CBS Sports said there's never been quite a coach like Franklin. He marches to a different beat.
Pariah, an outcast, a person or animal that is despised, shunned, or avoided. Warning, buckle up and put your big boy pants on. This isn't your friendly kiss-ass coach's show. If you can't handle the truth, eject immediately.
And now, from parts unknown, it's the Pigskin Pariah. The one, the only, Coach Tony Franklin.
October the 25th, 6:16 p.m. I've held this back all day long. I thought it was a nightmare. I wasn't really quite sure how to make of it. I tried to go back in my mind and see if it really happened or not, but this is really going to hurt a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people that are listening to this right now. They're going to go, oh no, this can't be right. This can't be. There's no way in the world this could happen. But sometimes you have a vision, and sometimes when that vision comes to you, you cannot ignore that vision because the vision is too real. It won't leave your mind. And that's exactly what happened on Sunday night, late, 3 a.m., woke up, vividest dream that you could ever imagine. And all of college football is uniquely divided, destroyed, revitalized all at once because of what happened in the football season of 2021. As realignment takes place, as college coaches for the first time in history start firing assistant coaches in the middle of the season, not coordinators, assistants, because they're crazy. And it's a crazy year. And everything's been crazy since COVID. And nobody knows what's going on. Texas and Oklahoma jump ship and they go, how can we survive this? And the only way that we can survive it is we've got to go. We got to go where football is football. Go into the SEC. And they do. And then everybody else follows. Everybody else goes, well, you want to do that? Well, guess what we'll do? We're going to take a bunch of American teams and throw them into the Big 12. How about that? Well, you like that? How about this? We're going to take a bunch of Conference USA teams and we're going to put them into our league. And, well, okay, you want to do that? How about this? The Sun Belt, who everybody thought was the lowest level, except for the conference I never mentioned, the MAC, which the reason I don't mention it is because nobody ever talks about it. They haven't been relevant in so long I can't remember, but the Sun Belt Conference goes, hey, Conference USA, do you remember at one time when you all were big shots and you snubbed your nose and you took our teams? Well, guess what? Every damn one of you all that's left over, there ain't very many of you, but you all want to come back and join the Sun Belt. And we've got a long memory and we're only going to take a few of you select elite teams that we want. The rest of you in USA, y'all can sit in there and fight it out to see which Ohio Valley Conference team wants to join you. It's crazy. It is a crazy time in the universe. It's a crazy time in the world. So why wouldn't it be crazy in college football? But guess what? My dream gave clarity to what is going to happen for the rest of the season of 2021. All I can tell you is this. If you're not sitting down, if you're not in a place where you can scream and you can curse and you can want to kill people. If you're not in that location, don't listen to the rest of this. Because when you hear this, if you're a fan, and you know, right now, I'm crazy, but God, I have these visions and they come and they're vivid and they've never been wrong. Not one time in my life have I had a dream this vivid that didn't come to fruition, that it wasn't real, that it wasn't true. So, as I said, if you're not near a friend, if you're not near somebody who can help you, you don't need to be in church. You don't need to be around people that don't want to hear you curse and scream and say horrible things and threaten violence. Because when you hear what's fixing to happen for the rest of this season in college football, you are not going to believe it. But just like some of you crazies are going to want to do something bad, there's a lot of people out there when they hear this are going to go, hell yes, that is right. I believe in this. I believe that Tony Franklin, without any influence of alcohol, no hallucinogenic drugs, no prescription drugs, has a vivid come down dream that tells him everything that's going to happen. So here it is. Are you ready? You got to start in the SEC. Georgia loses to Florida. 5 turnovers. Florida has none. Ole Miss goes to Auburn. War damn Eagle. Ole Miss loses to Auburn. Ole Miss now has 2 losses. And then, only a few weeks later, Bama, who knows that it's over. They've got it. They know they can win the whole thing now. They know that Georgia can be beat. They know they can anyway because they're Alabama. They go into Auburn. Auburn only has 2 losses, but they look at the film and they go, yeah, they've improved, but it's still Auburn, and we're going to beat their ass. And oh my God, my grandson, he had a vision. He said, Auburn's going to score like 55 points and Alabama's going to only score like 53 or maybe even just 52. And my grandson, he's never been wrong. Auburn beats Alabama and becomes the 2-loss West representative in the SEC championship game. And they're going to play Georgia. And Georgia had the fluke loss already against Florida. It was a fluke. 5 turnovers. So the odds in Vegas pick Auburn to beat Georgia again by 21 points. It looks like there's absolutely no chance. And in the SEC championship game, the unthinkable happens. Georgia turns it over again 5 times. Auburn plays perfect. And guess who the SEC champion is? War damn Eagle. Auburn wins the SEC championship game, but hold on. They've got 2 losses. How can they make the Final 4 with 2 losses? Could that possibly happen? Let's just see how the rest of the country plays out. In the Big Ten, the unthinkable happens. Everybody knows how bad Penn State is now. I've been saying it all year. I hate saying it, because I've always been a Penn State fan. I've been a James Franklin fan. And I wanted them to be good, but I saw the film. And the film doesn't lie. They're just not good. Ohio State is playing better than anybody right now. They're playing unbelievable football. They're playing better than anybody in football except for Georgia. But they do the unthinkable. They lose to Penn State by turning the ball over 4 times. Penn State finds a way to score with their defense because their offense is so bad they can't score. Michigan then loses to Michigan State, but Michigan turns around and beats Ohio State. And then, oh my, you got to be kidding. Row the boat, row the boat. PJ Fleck is up there rowing the boat. He's rowing the boat. He's rowing the boat. And yeah, the same PJ Fleck, Minnesota, that lost to Bowling Green, ends up winning the other division in the Big Ten. They get in the championship game. Michigan is favored by 20. It's not even going to be a close game. Harbaugh's finally going to make it to the playoffs. They're going to finally realize the investment paid off. The money they paid him, the $9 million a year, all those losses, it paid off. He all he's got to do is beat Roll the Boat. But he doesn't. Michigan turns it over four times. Roll the Boat wins the Big Ten championship with two losses. And one of the losses is to Bowling Green. And nobody in football can believe it. The AAC, Cincinnati is a shoe-in. All they got to do is win out. Everybody says they're going to get in the playoffs. I don't believe it. Don't believe they deserve it. SMU beat Cincinnati in the regular season. Cincinnati then turns around and beats an undefeated SMU in the title game. Cincinnati is the winner of the AAC, but they have a loss to SMU. So the committee's got something to think about. In the Big 12, Oklahoma loses twice because, very simply put, Oklahoma's defense is bad and getting worse. They lose to Iowa State and they lose to Oklahoma State and they're out of it. So who in God's name is going to win? Baylor wins out and wins the Big 12 championship game versus Oklahoma State and revenges their only loss of the season. Baylor finishes 12-1, including the championship. In the Pac-12, Oregon loses to Arizona State in the championship game, and Arizona State has two losses for the season, a two-loss Pac-12 team. In the ACC, Wake Forest, it finally happens. They lose to Clemson, but they only have one loss. They win their division. They play Pittsburgh in the championship game, and they beat Pittsburgh in the championship game. Conference USA, there's an undefeated University of Texas at San Antonio, UTSA. Everybody goes back and looks at the schedule, and they're saying, why not? Why not? Why not? They beat Illinois at Illinois. They had almost 600 yards of offense. Illinois beat Penn State at Penn State. They beat Memphis. Memphis ended up beating somebody. And they all looking at scores, and they go, why not UTSA? Why can't they get in? And in the championship game, Middle Tennessee, with two conference losses that looked horrible at the beginning of the year, gets into the championship game and revenges a loss against UTSA. UTSA finishes the season 12-1. In the Mountain Conference, San Diego State is undefeated, but this week they lose to Fresno State, but they win the conference championship game against Utah State. They lose to Fresno, but they end up winning the championship game against Utah State. But they're one loss. They're out of the playoffs. So who is in the playoffs? The committee gets together, and they look at it, and they keep going through it, and they try to see it, and they go, Auburn has two losses, but they're in the SEC. Can a two-loss SEC champ get in? They start looking at everything else, and let's go back, and they go, okay, Wake Forest only has one loss and won the ACC. Guess what? Wake Forest gets in. Auburn gets in with two losses. You've got Auburn and Wake Forest in the playoffs. Who else is going to get in now? They look at the Big 12. Baylor, only one loss, and they revenge the one loss against Oklahoma State. We've now got Auburn, Wake Forest, and Baylor. Who is going to be the final spot? Who is going to get the final spot? Is it going to be Cincinnati? They only had one loss. Notre Dame only had one loss. And everybody sits and they look, and the committee goes back and forth, and they go, Auburn, Wake Forest, Baylor, Cincinnati? If we do that, nobody's going to watch. We're going to lose hundreds of millions of dollars. Are going to go down the drain. The only thing that can save the college football playoffs is Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, the worst one-loss team in college football history, the team that loses in the playoffs every year. But Notre Dame gets in over Cincinnati, even though Cincinnati beat Notre Dame. Everyone in the country goes crazy. The Final Four, Auburn, Wake Forest, Baylor, Notre Dame. The national championship goes to Notre Dame. Guys, I hate to tell you, this was a vivid dream. No alcohol, no drugs, no nothing. It came to me. It's there. It's all in living, vivid color. I had to get up and write down every scenario so I wouldn't forget it. It's going to happen. Take it to the bank. Go to Vegas. Bet 10 grand on Wake Forest, on Auburn, on Baylor making the Final Four, and on Notre Dame winning it. You're going to end up being a millionaire. It's all there. And then I woke up and reality sunk in. And I realized I've had some pretty vivid dreams in my life. I believe that I could fly numerous times. I've thought about jumping off cliffs just to test it. Because in my dreams, it is so vivid that I can fly. And I've had all types of other vivid dreams. And then I wake up and reality sets in and my common senses come back. And I have to tell myself, Auburn, I ain't gonna make it. Wake Forest, I ain't gonna make it. Baylor, probably ain't gonna make it. Notre Dame, we all just have to hope that they don't make it. So who really, after 8 weeks of the season, who really is going to be in the playoffs? Georgia is easy. Georgia will be in. Georgia will win the SEC championship. Even if they lose in the championship game, they will still be in. If it's a one-loss Alabama team and Alabama beat Georgia, then it would be Alabama and Georgia. However, Georgia will end up winning and they will beat Alabama in the championship game. Alabama will then have two losses. Alabama will not get in the playoffs. Georgia will be the SEC rep. Oregon will win out. They'll look at the win over a great Ohio State team that played really good, incredible football for the rest of the year, and Oregon gets in. Revenge in the Pac-12. Oregon gets in. Michigan gets in. Michigan gets in with a win over Ohio State, gets them into the championship game where they blow out whoever shows up from the other side. We'll say it's Minnesota and hope it's not. Maybe it's Iowa, but we're going to say that they end up in. And then finally, the final spot. Who is it really truly going to be? No pun intended. Who will be the final spot? We've got Georgia, one SEC team, Oregon, Michigan. What if Ole Miss wins out? What if Ole Miss finishes 11-1 and Alabama loses in the championship game and Alabama has two losses? And then the committee looks and they go, we've got a one-loss Baylor team. Let's compare them to Ole Miss. Strength of schedule, not even close. Ole Miss wins the strength of schedule big time. We look at Cincinnati. Cincinnati has one loss to SMU if it goes the way that I think it's going to go, but they still win the championship. So we've got Pittsburgh, however, wins the ACC. They beat Wake Forest in the championship game. Pittsburgh only has one loss. So you have to take ACC champ Pittsburgh over Ole Miss 11-1, not even in the championship game, until the committee looks at the schedule. And they say, you can't take a team that lost to Western Michigan, even though they win the conference. You can't take them. And guess who gets in? Georgia, Oregon, Michigan, and the final team, Ole Miss. Still on the lane train. That is the reality. Do I really think it could happen? I think Georgia, Oregon, and Michigan are pretty good. I think the other spot is up for anybody, and I've been on the lane train for a long time. I know this. Ole Miss could get beat this weekend. Ole Miss could get beat against Auburn. because they got a bunch of receivers that are out. Auburn's playing good football. But I believe that this is the season that the Lane train just keeps chugging along. And the magic happens. They finish 11-1. Everything else falls their way. And they are the fourth team over a bunch of other one-loss teams out there in football. So, Georgia, Ole Miss, Oregon, Michigan. Who wins it all? Easy. Georgia. Georgia's got the best team, one of the best in the history of college football. As long as Stetson Bennett can stay healthy, they're going to win the championship. That is a dream, which could have been the greatest fantasy dream ever, or it could be a nightmare. But just think about some of those scenarios if they do happen, how much fun college football could be when it comes time for the playoffs. And if we can't have fun, what in the world are we even doing this stuff for? So there is your crazy magic for one day of fantasy college football playoffs. Good day.
Thanks for listening to today's show. One, go to coachtf.com/podcast and leave us your email so we can send you your free download for our Pigskin Pocket Card, which gives you 10 simple steps to follow daily to ensure an amazing life. Two, do something good today for someone who can never repay you, and you'll have truly lived an amazing life. 3. Join us Monday through Friday for new episodes and download any of our episodes wherever you get your podcast, or simply download from our coachtf.com/podcast. 4. Give us a 5-star review today so we can continue to put together entertaining and informative episodes. Always remember, do good, no repay.